Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's account of what she says Judge Brett Kavanaugh did to her in the early 1980s is acting as a trigger for many of the millions who watched on TV. Blasey Ford and Kavanaugh both testified Thursday as part of the U.S. Supreme Court confirmation process. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, it's forcing survivors to relive abuse they've suffered.
Mark Dubois watched from a projector in a classroom at the UConn Law School. Students started trickling in after about an hour or so. Eventually, Dubois shut it off so he could start class. He's their professor.
I tried to explain to them why I found it so riveting because of my personal experience, and I started crying. That consistently happens when I try to discuss this event.
Dubois says he was abused when he was 14, back in 1964, an incident that came back to him as he tried to get through the hearings. Dubois wrote about his experience for the Connecticut Law Tribune. In the article, he speaks to the idea that child sexual trauma isn't always reported and instead lies dormant within the victim, never to be forgotten. He says, quote, "I know because it happened to me." Alyssa Benedict is a mental and public health consultant, and she's a board member of the Connecticut Alliance to End Sexual Violence. She says we all have a stress response system that can be triggered by traumatic events.
It could be a word someone says, how someone looks. If people were in the room listening to the hearings, it could be a scent.
As to why victims cannot report their abuse, Benedict says the trauma forces some to shut down. Alternatively, they might be compelled to stay quiet in fear of social pressures. Blasey Ford says she came forward after pressure mounted on her to admit that she was the author of a confidential letter that identified Kavanaugh as her abuser. As she contemplated her decision to go public, she worried she'd suffer intense public scrutiny for something she says might not even be taken seriously. 54 years after being abused, Dubois hoped that when he wrote his story, he'd find closure. He says he has it.
I've received a lot of emails from former students and friends saying that they have the same experience, that you just never forget it.
And because he doesn't believe those emotional scars ever heal, he doubts Blasey Ford feels better after her testimony than before it. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.